Here is Armenia's opposition presidential candidate, Rafi Hovhannisyan, claiming victory, even though he lost the election.
For the first time in 20 years, the citizens have said yes to our constitution, yes to the rule of law, yes to democracy in our future.
Hovhannisyan has been joined in protesting the results by Andreas Gukasyan, a candidate who spent the election campaign on a hunger strike.
I started this hunger strike so that society, the government, and the international community paid attention to the fact that Armenia is still trying to proclaim its independence.
5 years ago, post-election protests in Yerevan ended with 10 dead in the streets. This time, police and protesters are following a peaceful path. Some see a new spirit of openness that is nurturing democracy. Richard Girgosyan runs a think tank in Yerevan.
In a general sense, I'm optimistic about the trend now present in Armenia in terms of democratization, more of an orientation westward.
When Armenian President Serzh Sargsyan cast his ballot on February 18, he knew the opposition would not win just 3% of the vote, as in other former Soviet republics. He did get reelected, but with 59% of the vote. Opposition supporters flocked to the California-born Hovhannisyan, who was Armenia's first foreign minister after independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. He won 37% of the vote, twice the amount forecast by polls before the election.
We're into the 22nd year now of our independence, and we have never, ever had a transition of authority through free and fair elections. And it's about time that Armenia take the initiative and return democracy and the rule of law and civil rights to the people of Armenia.
Almost 7,000 foreign and Armenian observers watched the voting. Karen Woldseth, head of a European parliamentary delegation, gave limited approval to the vote.
We have noted progress in many areas, such as the media environment, legal framework, freedom of assembly, and freedom of speech.
As she spoke, protesters interrupted the news conference, saying the European observers were political tourists, rubber stamping a fraudulent election. Protester Mamikon Hovsepian.
They announced that we are one step forward. We had transparent elections, but it's a lie. Because our observers are in that stations all day, they are being violated, abused, and their observers are going there for 15 minutes.
Since the vote, Hovhannisyan has been touring this mountainous nation, leading protest rallies, and working to unify the political opposition.
I am committed to bring with the people of Armenia a bloodless transition of power. And I'm sure that in 5 years, we will have the first free and fair elections in Armenia.
Democracy, messy, unpredictable, and with citizen participation, seems to be brewing in post-Soviet Armenia. James Brook, VOA News, Yerevan.